Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is Freedom of Speech by John Mellencamp, who it was announced yesterday will be in Memphis next week for as a guest at the Memphis Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Any particular reason you're playing that today, Chris?
Obviously. I mean, I'm not interested in being coy about it. I think it's terrible that government is exerting pressure on corporations and conglomerates to silent speech. I don't think that's the way this country should work.
Okay. I'm talking to you for a little bit. When I've talked to you before about the Kawhi stuff, it was something that you weren't that steeped in the investigation, and I don't know whether you were interested or not, or interested in the nuances of it or the possible repercussions of it. Have you been following along, and do you have any further thoughts?
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I think when it first came up, I just, you know, literally it just come up. I wasn't, like, fully steeped in every detail of it. I think it's a very big deal. I think it's a very big story for the league. And I think until there's a resolution of it, it will hover to some degree over the season and certainly over the Clippers. And I think It seems very clear that something very shady has happened here. It is not crystal clear as a matter of proof what that is, but I've yet to hear an explanation for it that makes more sense than it was intentional circumvention by the Clippers and or Steve Ballmer to funnel money to Kawhi Leonard. No one has suggested an explanation more rational than that.
It's funny. So it appears to walk like a duck and quack like a duck. Whether that's right enough to call it a duck will be interesting. What's your, you know, Adam Silver has said circumstantial evidence is not enough. What's your level of confidence in the NBA will get to the bottom of this and will be fair and just and even handed in the way that they ultimately hand out any penalties?
I mean, I think one of the big questions here is what level and what kind of pressure is coming from the other owners. Adam Silver technically works on behalf of the 30 NBA teams, only one of which is Steve Ballmer. And, you know, how much is this a can of worms owners don't want to be opened? And how much is it we are the victims here? I mean, technically, as a technical matter, that's who the victims are. The victims are the other 29 teams.
Right.
Sorry. Very noisy car just drove by. I'm sitting outside of a coffee shop.
That's fine. Yeah.
As a technical matter, the victims are the other 29 teams. I mean, that is what's being circumvented. Is this system that is meant to ensure competitive opportunity among the teams, that equality of opportunity to some degree, to ensure roles that create a fair playing field for the franchises. And so, do the other 29 teams feel wounded by this, and do they want? Or is there pressure on Silver to take it very seriously or not? And that's one question I would have. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, first of all, you wonder if the fact that it has been kind of a disaster, I'm going to get to that in a minute, for the Clippers, it makes it less, you know, if they'd been winning championships with this, would the other owners be madder, right? Than given that they're wallowing right. really in the, they're in the repercussions here. It's funny though. So Gabe asked me, he said, He really believes that if not here, if you don't come down in this circumstance, where, as you point out, it feels like the obvious explanation is circumvention of the salary cap, what is the meaning of the salary cap? And it shoots the entire system to hell if you don't bring the hammer down now. I actually don't think that's true, because one of the things that people are talking about is the need to have better regulations. And if you can't get the Clippers here for this, you need better, more explicit regulations to prevent this going forward. Because it does feel like whatever happens in this instance, that owners, generally speaking, that they would be in favor of the integrity of the salary cap, wouldn't you think? Of a workable system.
I think, you know, they clearly want rules in place that lower the amount of spending that they have to do. Just to some degree. That gets a little misinterpreted, because at root, the CBA determines a percentage for the players, and so the rest is about not about how much money's being spent in total, but how the money being spent is divided among teams.
Right.
But clearly, that they impose these rules, you know, to eliminate the large discrepancies between the wealthier teams and the higher revenue teams and the less high revenue teams. And that is what is being circumvented. It is the richest owner, in theory, the richest owner in the league in one of the biggest markets, circumventing these rules meant to lower the disparities between the spending among owners. And so if the owners went to such lengths to get a new system in place like that with the last CBA, I would assume those same owners would take it very seriously, things that have been done to circumvent right. their own rules.
Yeah. Baxter Holmes has a story up at ESPN about the disaster that this has been for the Clippers. And I guess when they did it, not only did they have to go get Kawhi and do whatever, and we'll see what repercussions will fall, because I mean, this could truly turn out to be an epic disaster if they're
well. I want to pull back just a second from the disaster characterization.
You can ask that
characterization because it was funny reading or skimming through the Baxter Holmes story. It talked about, you know, I don't know if you use the word disaster, but it talked about, you know, how it hasn't gone obviously the way they wanted it to. But one of the pieces of evidence was they've only won 3 playoff series. I mean, the Grizzlies have only won 1 playoff series in this series. Like winning 3 playoff series is not like the greatest failure in the history of sports. Exactly.
No.
You know, like that's above par for 30 NBA teams in that time frame.
That's exactly right. It is not the disaster the way that the Brooklyn-Boston trade was a disaster, for example. Right. Like I don't know
right.
how that was a true disaster. I think you just wonder about, I mean, the part of this, of course, that makes it more painful, I would think, for a Clippers fan, would be that Kawhi would only come if they acquired Paul George, and that cost you Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and a whole bunch of draft picks. Like, you do look at the road not taken here, and I don't know if it would have produced more than 3 playoff series wins, but you feel like they were going to certainly be in a better place right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think, broadly speaking, that owners have to not like, is that, and I'm generally, when it comes to like a player-owner versus stuff, like as wealthy as the players are, they're not as wealthy as the owners, and they're still labor, and I tend to be on the side of labor and things.
Right.
But at the same time, the idea of star players having being able to pressure you into doing things that you probably know are actually not smart to do seems to be like not a great place for team building. And so, I mean, to the degree that the other owners could chip away at that kind of stuff, I think they would want to.
Yeah, I don't know how you're ever going to do that. Like, but it's funny. The Lakers, it feels like the Lakers have lately resisted LeBron, right? But that's because LeBron's now 40. They wouldn't have resisted 35-year-old, you know what I mean? 34-year-old right. LeBron. They would have done anything he wanted, right? I mean, I would think. And so I don't know that you're going to ever be able to change that. You're going to want to make your stars happy. But it is, one of the tough circumstances. It feels like Toronto was the one who did the team that did the Kawhi experience the best.
Yeah, I mean, their follow through after his going away has not been great, but that's a separate story. It could have been better, right? There's been some mismanagement after that, but they brought him in, they got their title, and if they had kept him, I don't think it would have necessarily gone better for them ultimately than what they've done. I don't think they were going to win another title, right, given the state of that roster. And so, yeah, you know, get him in, get a title, and you're not dealing with this mess. Sure.
All right, you got a piece up about what's happening in film in Memphis, and two of the films today only. So we better talk about them today. Children of Men and Dazed and Confused.
Have you seen either of these?
I've seen Dazed and Confused.
Okay, I don't know where you are, but two absolute 5-star great, like two of the very best movies of this time period, and in totally totally different ways. But Children of Men is sort of a dystopian. I mean, you would call it sci-fi because it's like a future thing, but it's not sci-fi. It's not like a space-oriented thing. It's about the adaptation of a British novel, but it's about a near future in which humanity has grown infertile and a new human has not been born for 18 years and various societal disintegrations are happening as a response to that. And it's set in England, and Clive Owen is a former activist who is recruited by his ex-wife to escort a young pregnant woman to safety who has been discovered. And it's sort of like this travelogue across this sort of dystopian England, directed by Alfonso Cuarón. And it's maybe the most well-directed movie, one of the most well-directed movies you'll ever see. Like almost every shot in every scene is like a total showstopper. But and not in a way that detracts from the story and from sort of the emotions of the movie. I mean, it is one of the best movies of the century. New York Times had it 13th when they did that list. I know my friend Greg Akers, if he's listening over the Memphis Business Journal, he would have it number one. I think it's his favorite movie of the century. It'd probably be in my top 10.
It's at Crosstown tonight. I know you said this before. No movie is for everybody. Is this one for everybody, Chris?
Again, no movie is nothing is for everybody.
But is it
even when people think they love is for everybody, it's not. No matter what you think is.
Would Chris Vernon like it? Would Chris Vernon like it? Back when you used to do the show with Chris. Would Chris Vernon like this movie?
Yeah, I think he might.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get...
He's probably more likely to like it than you, honestly, just because you don't like, you know, people in peril and you know, there is some violence and some of that kind of stuff.
I get you. It's a Crosstown. It's Children of Men. All right. Dazed and Confused is Studio on the Square. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Richard Linklater from the 90s, based on not autobiographical, but rooted in his own experiences growing up in Texas in the 60s and 70s. And it all takes place in one day. It's like roughly 24 hours. Last day of school in some unnamed Texas town in like 1976, and it's just all that happens that day and that night and on through to the next morning with this big, huge ensemble of characters that intersect throughout the day and night. And it's just the ultimate hangout movie, just a total vibe. And it's really funny and really authentic and really smart. But it's not overly nostalgic or sentimental. It's just, to me, it's perfect.
Throwback Thursdays. It's part of Throwback Thursdays at Studio on the Square. Thursdays at 7, a throwback $5 ticket price. And Chris helpfully included the schedule.
Children of Men also $5, by the way.
So we have on that series, we've got Monty Python and the Holy Grail, 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Silence of the Lambs, Rear Window, Halloween, the 2018 version, Risky Business, Ghostbusters, the original, and Pulp Fiction. So you can do that. You can keep that schedule next to your on your fridge for your Thursday nights. Also, if you can't get out tonight, we've got Apollo 13, a full run on the IMAX at the Paradiso Cinema Grill. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, that's one you would like if you haven't seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen it. And I liked it. Yep.
Yeah, Apollo 13. It's a Ron Howard movie, I think from the 90s, early 90s. I can't remember. A 30th anniversary, so whatever that is. And 1995, I guess. And it's, you know, a docudrama about, you know, real stuff. And so it's the Apollo 13 lunar mission that, you know, once it's up there, there are technical problems. And you got three astronauts sort of stuck in space and a ground control ground crew. And everyone is racing to solve the problem and save the lives of the astronauts. And it's a smart, exciting, you know, well-made, well-acted movie.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian, that and more films opening in Memphis this week. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Daily Memphian, by the way, turned 7 yesterday. I will tell you this, when I started at the Daily Memphian, it was, so the CIA was, you know, I'd been there for 2 decades and the CIA was having problems. We'd gone from 250 staffers to, I don't know. So it felt like every other year there were more layoffs. And a group of Memphians decided, you know what, plus the CIA, for whatever else, like, there are some really good people still over there, but it's not located in Memphis. Like, the headquarters aren't in Memphis. It's not a Memphis corporation. And increasingly the editors, certainly the people who put the paper together, aren't in Memphis. And it was like, so some locals said, we need a Memphis newspaper. And so they started this, they approached me and they approached Chris and Jennifer Biggs. We were really the three original folks. And they said, would you be willing to come aboard with the staff that they already had at the Daily News? And would you come aboard? And we're going to do a local newspaper called the Daily Memphian. And I was so confident in their success, Jeffrey, launching a newspaper at a time when newspapers are dying at a small, sometimes struggling city, that I said, you know what? I'd like a contract. I'd like a contract.
Go ahead and get that in writing.
I'd like a contract. And I never had a contract before for a newspaper, certainly. And I'd like a contract. And I'd like a contract because I'm about to send my kids to college that pays me even if the Daily Memphian goes belly up. I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't hopeful, but it didn't seem to
just
me.
Just wanted a little extra protection.
Didn't seem to me to be the most prudent thing for Eric Barnes and Andy Cates and the group to be launching a newspaper when literally the reason they were doing it was because the other newspaper was dying. And so I'm like, so I did. I got a contract, a 4-year deal that was pretty ironclad. And here it has been 7 years. And I have to say, like, it's an incredible success story, an unbelievable success story, and a testament to Andy Cates' vision and to Eric Barnes' vision that they could do this. And other places you look in around the country, and there are nonprofit newspapers. That's what we are. We're a nonprofit. But they tend to be three people writing about environmental concerns in Houston, or four people writing about educational concerns in Detroit. Or they're not full service newspapers that do food and sports and politics and investigations and the suburbs and the broader community. And we even have puzzles. Like, it's a full service. The only one really like it is in Baltimore. And but at a time when it feels like legitimate, sort of just tell it like it is, give us the story, the deeper story, without is fewer and fewer. The people who do that, it's a dwindling supply. It's been a privilege to be part of those 7 years. And now, honestly, if I were thinking about joining up anew, I wouldn't even ask for a new contract. I'm confident that the Daily Memphian is here to stay, or here for good, I think is the expression. That's a double entendre. Is that right? Is it what double meaning there? Here for good. But it is a nonprofit. So if you like the Daily Memphian, that you should subscribe, certainly, but you can also contribute. And that would be great as well. So here's to another 7 years from the Daily Memphian. Kevin Cerrito is going to join us now, Jeffrey, and we are going to play Right in the Right Trivia, and you are probably going to crush somebody. But you might not. They might beat you, in which case they'll get a prize. Even if they don't beat you and they play honorably, they will also get a prize. What is that prize?
Jeff, we got a family pack of tickets to the Mid-South Fair. Again, that is a four-pack of tickets to the Mid-South Fair.
It's a four-pack. We'll take caller number 4-445-0929, 4-445-0929. Right than right trivia when we return on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It is that time again, time to play Right Than Right Trivia, which means Kevin Cerrito joins the show. Kevin Cerrito, who must be resting up after doing such heavy lifting, carrying the show earlier than week, rejoins in his celebrated role as Trivia Master. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Welcome back. You sound like you're almost recovered from the COVID.
I'm pretty well recovered from the COVID. Yep. It was shocking. Shocking here in 2025. To be waylaid by COVID, but I was, and I'm back. Anyway, so thanks for filling, and I appreciate it. What's happening in your world?
It was fun. We reshuffled the schedule for Jeffrey Wright and Company, so I'll be back on the air later on today with Jeffrey for 2 hours. But yeah, I want to talk about last night real quick. Shout out to Frank from the Skybox in Carville. I saw him at the Huey's in Carville last night. We were playing music bingo at Huey's in Carville like we do every Wednesday. Talked to Frank for a bit. He's always tuned in here to 92.9. Had some nice things to say about John Martin, but not many nice things to say about the Raiders. Shout out to Frank. Also, shout out to everybody out at Celtic. Celtic reopened last night for trivia. They've been open for about a week now, but we had 16 teams in our return to Celtic there on the patio. Love the people who come out and play Cooper Young every Wednesday night. Also, yesterday we announced a cool partnership that I'll be doing here with 92.9 ESPN and Caesars Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Casino Tunica. Once a month here this fall, we're heading down to Tunica at the Caesars Sportsbook inside Horseshoe. And it's going to be me. It's going to be Gabe Kuhn, Connor Dunning, the three of us. I'll be hosting some trivia. You'll be competing against them and maybe other people. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's on one Saturday a month, starting on the 27th. So a week from this Saturday, not the Arkansas game Saturday, the next week, we'll be out there in Tunica in the afternoon from noon to 3. But we're doing it once a month this fall. So very excited about that.
That all sounds fabulous. Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
Jeff, we do. Let's welcome Craig in East Memphis to the program.
Hello, Craig.
Woot woot.
I'm going to turn things over to Kevin. Best of luck.
And so the trivia going down in Tunica is a college football frenzy live trivia. So we'll be having a football trivia, which is, of course, here on Right on the Right Trivia, we mostly avoid sports questions in the competition. But this will be a special sports-themed trivia. So if you're looking for some football trivia, the only place you'll be able to get it is down there at the sports book. But, all right, this is Right on the Right Trivia. I'll go through the rules and everything in just a moment. But let's get this thing started, Jeffrey. The rules of the game are very simple. You just got to play fair in order to win the prize. We've got actually tickets to the fair if you play fair today. Four-pack tickets to the fair down there in DeSoto County. You get choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa to gain an extra point during the game. We're going to start here with some multiple choice questions because next Thursday is our first ever multiple choice night at trivia. So next Thursday night, all trivia locations next Thursday, it's going to be all multiple choice questions there on September the 25th. So you can guess your way to a win with a general knowledge trivia with all multiple choice questions next Thursday night. So we've got multiple choice questions to start. You want music or movies?
Let's go movies.
Movies. Forrest Gump's mama said a lot of things, which is not among the things that she said. A, life is like a box of chocolates. B, miracles happen every day. C, Americans love a fight. Or D, dying is part of life. Which one of those did Forrest Gump's mama not say?
I'm going to say B.
You say D?
Yes.
D, dying is part of life?
B as in boy?
He said boy.
B. Oh, miracles happen every day. She did not say miracles happen every day. That's what's one you're going with. Miracles happen every day. That is the incorrect answer. Jeffrey, do you know which one of those things she did not say? Forrest Gump's mom. You can't steal.
I'm going to steal. I think it's C because I was between B and C and he guessed B.
I was between B and C as well.
Americans love a fight is a quote from Patton. That is not a quote from Forrest Gump's mom. Jeffrey, you get a point.
I mean, we both, it was 50-50.
Yeah.
And he
eliminated one.
Yeah. All right, it's 1-0 over. Jeffrey has control of the board.
Music for you, Jeffrey. Which of the following 80s pop stars does not use their birth name as their stage name? We have A, Sting, B, Tiffany, C, Prince, or D, Madonna.
All right, one more time.
Yes.
Which one of these 80s pop stars? So, like, the question being... Okay.
Which one has this is their actual name? Is that the question? This is the actual
correct.
Name.
Yes. Which one does not use their birth name as their stage name? So we have A, Sting, B, Tiffany, C, Prince, or D, Madonna.
I'm confused now.
So three of them use their birth
names. Three of them are actual names. This is their actual names. One is not.
Okay. I think I went backwards. Okay.
I'm totally confused.
Okay. One more time, because I'm
trying
to figure out.
Which of the following does not use their birth name as their stage name?
So, in other words,
it's Madonna.
One. Yeah.
Madonna?
Yes.
Is. You're saying that is.
She's not using. Okay.
She's not using.
Am I trying to pick out?
You were trying to pick the one. You were trying to pick the one with the who invented this name, as opposed to the other three were born with this name. You were trying to pick the one who said, I'm going to come up with another name, and that's the name. The other three were actually, the names that we're hearing are their actual birth names.
So Sting.
He says Sting.
Okay.
So you're going, your choices again were Sting, Tiffany, Prince, or Madonna.
Tiffany's name is Tiffany. Yeah, I'll go Sting.
Sting says, he says Sting is made up.
Sting is correct. We finally got it, the answer.
But is it correct one. Or is it the right answer?
It is correct. It's the right answer. Sting is not his
Two
real
to
name.
Nothing. Tiffany... Craig, are you still there after all of this? Have we lost you?
Yes, I'm here.
Could you diagram those that discussion? All right, back to Craig. He trails
Tiffany,
to
Tiffany, Prince, and Madonna. All right, multiple choice night. You can guess your way to a correct answer next week, just like Jeffrey did at Trivia Night. All right, we've got K-pop or kids. Craig, still plenty of time to win here. K-pop or kids? Kids love K-pop.
Let's go kids.
Kids, what name is being used for the generation of kids born between 2010 and last year?
The computer generation.
That is not. That
doesn't sound right to me, Craig.
It does not sound right. It does not
sound like that. Doesn't sound right to me. Jeffrey already stole. Jeffrey already stole. So,
Jeffrey, you know the answer.
You know the answer.
Alpha.
Yeah, Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha is the correct answer.
Even
Gen
when
Alpha.
It doesn't matter, just throws away correct answers. It's 2-0.
Gen Alpha, I guess, wrapped up. They say last year's the end of that. We'll see. All right, we're going over to K-pop for Jennifer, your strong category. What member of the band Blackpink is the most followed K-pop star on Instagram with over 105 million followers?
I have.
K-Pink. K-Pink? What's the name of that? Blackpink? What the hell's the name of this?
Black Peaks.
What?
Yeah, I'm more of a BTS guy as we saw last week.
Blackpink. The colors Black together. Blackpink. All one word, yeah.
Blackpink.
No idea for Jeffrey.
It's
going to
be right up Craig's
alley. BP1.
That's incorrect. Craig, are you?
Craig can steal. Yeah. He came up with the computer generation. Who knows what he's got here? Craig, what do you got for us?
Never heard of him. Not going to try.
not going to attempt. Yeah. So the surprising thing is most people think they have it, but they probably have. If you watch White Lotus, Lisa from the White Lotus.
Her.
She was in the cast. The character's name is not Lisa, but she starred on this past season of White Lotus. Her name is, she just goes by Lisa. So the correct answer is
Lisa.
Is Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa. It's still 2-0. 2-0 over to Craig.
Around the world or out of this world, Craig?
Let's go around the world.
Around the world. India is the only country whose world capital begins with what three-letter word? India is the only country whose world capital begins with what three-letter word?
V? That's terrible.
I mean, that is a three-letter word. That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you've already stolen.
It's new, right?
Yeah, new is the correct answer. New, N-E-W.
New Delhi.
New Delhi.
Yep. Out of this world, Jeffrey, what is the largest planet in our solar system that does not have a moon?
Oh, God. I will say...
We know it's not Earth.
I'll say Mercury.
Mercury. We know it's not Mercury as well. Do you want to steal, Craig?
I do not want to steal. I would say Pluto, but I have no idea.
But is it a planet?
Is it even a planet? You know, is it even a planet? We don't even know.
That's right.
Venus is the correct answer. The largest planet in the solar system that does not have a moon.
We got one more round. It's still only 2-0. It feels one-sided, but it's really not. Craig?
Craig, you're in control again here for cars or cartoons?
Cartoons.
Cartoons, great. Leaving the car question to Jeffrey. Smart strategy. What emotion, which sounds like two letters put together, was one of the new emotion characters introduced in the film Inside Out 2? So what emotion, which sounds like two letters put together, was one of the new emotion characters introduced in the film Inside Out 2?
Oh, my God. XY.
Not familiar.
No, the only one that comes to mind is that wrong?
That's wrong, yes.
It would be NV.
Right, NV,
two letters,
yes. NV.
Two letters, NV.
Sounds like two, yes, N and V.
I only answer when I know it. It's the rule. It's the rule. It's one of the privileges of being the wise guy here. Mm-hmm. Over to Jeffrey.
The contestants envy you. Okay, we've go to cars. What midsize pickup model serves as Christian Bale's daily driver and is the same model Pamela Anderson and Jake Paul favor along with several other celebrities? It is a midsize pickup model that Christian Bale drives every day, he says.
Midsize SUV?
No, pickup.
Yes.
Oh, pickup.
It's a pickup. It's a pickup.
Yeah, it's cars, yeah.
I do know this. It's the Toyota Tacoma.
The Toyota Tacoma is correct.
Yeah. Yes.
It's impressive, Jeffrey. 3-0.
Jeffrey knows, just for the record, Jeffrey knows more about what Christian Bale drives than his wife.
Correct.
It is 3-0.
I knew what her car looked like.
We're going to give Craig a point that he can wager. And Jeffrey, how many points are you wagering? Okay. Craig's going to wager his point. Here we go.
It is 3-0. The final category is three of a kind. So do you want question A or B here?
Always B.
Always B. John Ellis, Marvin, and Neil are brothers of what 21st century president?
Marvin, Neil. No idea. I'll say Obama.
That is wrong.
Imagine naming your kid, one kid a Barack and the other one Neil.
Or Marvin.
No, Marvin. Seems unlikely. Jeffrey, do you want to tell the world what that is? Is it a Bush?
My first guess went to Bush.
Isn't there a Neil Bush?
Don't they have six kids?
It's the right answer.
Yeah, W. Bush.
It's W. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where going w. Bush. George W. Bush.
Yes.
We nailed it collectively. Over to you, Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey, we'll finish with a win today. Cheese, salad, and snail are all varieties of what kind of things? Cheese, salad, and snail. That's S-N-A-I-L. Are all varieties of what kind of things?
And snail. They're things to eat.
You enjoy snail.
Escargot.
My first thought was like, is there other types of escargot that isn't snail?
What's your right answer there, Jeffrey? I mean, I was going so basic that it had things in the world.
I'm just going to say like a cheese salad pastry. I'm going to say a pastry.
That is not what we're looking for here. The correct answer is forks. Forks. You have a cheese fork, a salad fork, a snail fork. Forks. F-O-R-K.
The more you know. Forks.
There you go.
There are also things to eat. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a fork.
Correct.
What was the final score?
My answer. It was 3-0.
2-0. Yeah. No, 2 because I missed.
Jeffrey missed the end. 2-0. Craig, do you think you played honorably? I think the computer generation revealed his honor. Yeah, exactly right. Craig, are we going to send him to the fair, Jeffrey?
We are indeed.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Kevin. Thank you. Kevin, where can people find you?
Well, you can hear me later on today here on 929 FM with Jeffrey from 2 to 4. But go to SaritaEntertainment.com. You can find out details about the College Football Frenzy live trivia that's happening at Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Casino Tunica beginning a week from Saturday. That's also where you can find the entire schedule, all of our upcoming events next week. Next Thursday night, we've been talking about it. Talked about it last week, talked about it today. We'll probably talk about it next Thursday. Multiple choice night is coming. You can guess your way to a win next week with all multiple choice questions. But tonight, you have an advantage already for being a loyal listener. We will ask you one or more of these questions tonight at all four of our trivia locations all around town. So CerritoTrivia.com or CerritoEntertainment.com can point you in the right direction.
All right. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Fun to be back in studio. Want to urge you to read Tim Buckley's piece on Les Smith at the Daily Memphian. I reached out to a lot of people and chronicled eloquently, really, the impact that Les had on this community. So, again, Tim Buckley's written a piece on Les Smith, Jason's dad, who passed away earlier this week. Want to make sure you don't miss that. Jeffrey, there's not a lot we haven't gotten to in terms of, yeah, it's my birthday. That's true. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Appreciate you saving
Thought
that.
You're going to get away with it.
Appreciate you that for saving. Appreciate you saving that at the end. The best part about the birthday so far has been one of my elementary school teachers wished me happy birthday on Facebook. Like, that's pretty good, right?
Well, it's also good that
she's still alive.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too dark, but
no,
I was like,
that's what the best part. It's funny, though. So, elementary used to go up to sixth grade.
Sure.
Okay, so she was my sixth grade teacher. And I wrote her, actually, this morning after she wished me happy birthday. And so, in sixth grade, I was 12, right? Isn't that what you'd be in sixth grade?
That's
right? So, whatever. So, and it turns out she's 81. So, she's 17 years older than me. So, she was your 20s. She was in her 20s. She was teaching me. She probably at the time, I thought she was 50, you know, because when you're a kid, you think everyone's just old. There's just old. That's all in one category.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's kind of grown
there's,
up.
There's grown there's up versions
and then there's
of
grandparents,
old. Yeah.
And then old, old, that kind of old. And she was in the grown up category. But it's nice to be wished happy birthday at the age of 64 by your elementary school teacher. So that was cool. I was going to ask you what NFL teams are a surprise to the upside and a surprise to the downside? Here we are 2 weeks in, but we got tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day and the
got
next day,
slate.
Whatever, to talk about that. We also tomorrow have Jeffrey's bets. You're rolling. You think I've doubled my money at this point?
I have.
Double the money.
Some would close the firm.
Well, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I gave him 10 crisp $100 bills. I could take those back and get 10 more and have even more after just 4 weeks of wagering. So we'll do that tomorrow as well. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Ben and Doyle is going to join the boys on, Jason and John, I should say, will join John today. Kevin's going to be with me today on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Eric will be with us during hour number one. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Have a great day. For now, work is done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.